There are perhaps a few dozen Guatemalans living in Vermont. Some are students in college, others work in farming or construction. Like other Guatemalans in the U.S., they're transfixed by a crisis that's unfolding at home. A United Nations-led commission is confronting the entrenched corruption that's crippled the economy for the vast majority of Guatemalans for generations. Guatemala depends on international loans and investment, but much of that money is tied to progress against corruption, which Guatemala's president is trying to blunt. Reporter Lauren Matalon has more.
They're layering the last bricks on a hospital annex, a project financed by international lenders. If you see a clinic, a school, or a road being built here, it's likely that foreign funding's the catalyst. But these days, the echo of construction's being drowned out by protests. Demonstrators are angry at their president, former TV comedian Jimmy Morales. They say he's hindering the fight against corruption. His campaign mantra was neither corrupt nor a thief. With no political experience, Morales won in 2015 by leveraging disdain for the previous president, Otto Perez Molina. He was jailed after UN prosecutors charged him in a massive corruption case involving millions of dollars in bribes. The international organization's been in Guatemala since 2007 and is lending investigative expertise and staff to the reform efforts. Fast forward to this past August. Those same prosecutors announce a probe of President Morales' campaign finances. And 2 days later, he responds.
De declarar persona non grata al señor Iván Velázquez Gómez.
He declared the UN's lead prosecutor in Guatemala, a Colombian named Iván Velázquez, persona non grata, that he had to leave the country. That started a spiral of growing protests. The expulsion order was blocked by the courts. The U.S., eight other nations, and the European Union expressed disdain for the attempt to stymie Velázquez's work. Polls show that people have deep support for the work of Prosecutor Velázquez. Guatemalan Congressman Fernando Linares, an ally of President Morales, isn't one of them.
We say that he has been doing selective persecution. He has not been objective or impartial.
The Guatemalan street does not appear to be buying that claim. Multiple politicians, lawyers, and bankers are or have been targets of investigations. They're congressmen who don't represent us, screams a protester. Words like that make international investors skittish. Guatemala receives loans from Canada and the U.S. governments, and from the World Bank and the Inter-American Development Bank. All are entities that tie their loans to progress against corruption. In an email, Central Bank President Sergio Resino stated those loans are secure for now, but added further investment could be put on hold if tensions continue.
So this is not just a political story, it's an economic story also.
That's Julio Prado, one of the prosecutors who investigated the now-jailed previous president, Perez Molina.
Now, we have a president who is doing all he can to block the fight against corruption. So our concern is that international loans will slow down or even stop.
But Prado's emphatic. Even if large-scale protests scare off international investors, it's a price Guatemala should pay for longer-term benefit.
Finally, the people has the courage to get out to the streets and says, we want a better country, we want hope, we want a better political system.
Recently, current and former presidents in Argentina, Bolivia, Brazil, and Peru have been targets of corruption allegations. Those investigations have been led by local prosecutors in those countries using the commission's tactics in Guatemala, specifically tracking the flow of money with heavily documented paper trails. So the fate of anti-corruption work here will also help determine if it can continue to serve as a template for other nations. For VPR News, I'm Lauren Matalon in Guatemala City.